5 minutes early for work, boss.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
5 minutes early for work, boss.
Good morning. I was 15 minutes, half hour early for work.
You got us coffee and donuts.
Yeah. I'm going to mail them to you. I swear I'm about to get you something. Gotta get y'all something, but I'm about to put Bri on my plan right now. What's going on, Bri?
Oh, Bri on. Gustavo, I talked to him earlier. He said he'd be on.
No, he ready. He the only one posted. I wasn't even ready. I was like, here's the day. I was like, all right, back.
Hello? Yeah.
Good morning.
Hi. Huh?
Merry holidays. Holy Christmases.
Merry holidays.
Yeah.
How y'all feeling today?
We good.
I feel excellent.
Well, we good.
What you did?
The weather a little bit up and down. It's like, in the A, it's like 60 degrees right now in the A.
It's supposed to be like 80 down there. I'm trying to come down there, though. I already heard it's about to be a little wicked out there, motherfucker.
Wait, so it's 60 in Atlanta? Is that cold?
No,
that's warm.
It's
winter. It's still
no,
winter.
But I thought he was saying like it's 60, like ooh, it's cold. Like I thought you were. Nah. Okay, let you like burr.
Nah.
Okay.
60 degrees out here. Everybody, like, I just went on my little patio, little hoop and shorts, t-shirt. It's good weather out there. I just that motherfucking COVID out there, motherfucking Omarion dancing this shit.
Omarion is really getting it. Okay, yeah. For sure.
How they bring him back like that though? Off the little sidebar, Omar Khan, bro. Yo, really, y'all, they really brought fucking Omarion back off the fucking virus though.
So, are you still in Baltimore, JL?
Nah, I'm in Atlanta. I got down here in Atlanta.
That's COVID line.
Oh, okay. Oh, I got you.
I was trying to get up out of that, boy.
You were scared, yeah. You were scared.
I knew it was like it was people that were getting hit. I was
he was like, all right, man.
I'm out of here.
I'm like, I gotta get the hell up out of here. I don't know what it is.
You gotta relax, yo. You gotta relax.
Yeah, and Atlanta, it's not like it's crazy about people ain't even catching it like that.
That's because y'all caught it a lot the first time.
I don't know what's going on with Baltimore, but I said, boy, I need to get the weight. I think they put in y'all pipes, y'all water or something. I don't know.
For sure.
That's it in the air, bro. It's in the air.
I'm finally starting to feel better.
Good. Thank you. Clap it up for fucking
Clap it up, y'all. I was down bad. Yo, I'm glad.
I was happy. I'm so sorry. Like, we is definitely got to do better out here. I know it's irresponsible behavior. Where's Gustavo?
Being irresponsible.
That's what I be saying.
He must ain't get a
He ain't get the memo, yo.
When you gave the motherfucking Coach Carter speech. We gotta do it, guys. Nah. This shit
is too
funny, Coach Carter.
What the yo?
Hey.
Oh my God, yo.
Oh. You see you, Gustavo. 4:30 on the dot. Yes.
Yeah. How dare you?
Oh, y'all was on here for a minute?
Yeah.
A couple minutes. Yeah.
Just a
but it's all good. You weren't late. You were not late.
Exactly.
So y'all had to know.
I came in here cocky. I wanted somebody to say something like, "Hey, I was here 4:30."
What I want to say is, what y'all had the little side text message behind me, like, "Yeah, we all gonna come in at 4:30 because I don't know what the fuck Taiwan did."
Oh
like,
y'all,
yeah.
Oh y'all just came in at 4:30 too, or some of y'all?
No, they was early. I wanted.
I was
the soundtrack.
A cool like 4:27.
Yeah, I was like around the same time, like 4:26.
Look, wow. Y'all ain't want to send me the memo. Okay, make me look bad.
No, you still look good. You came on time.
Nah, yeah, you good.
Okay. Cool.
All right, obviously, this is irresponsible behavior. With your boy. All right, every time I say that, I be pitching it to y'all for real. Like, I don't be talking about myself. Yo, Gustavo, like, yo.
Yeah, I'll spark it off.
Yeah.
I'll spark it off. Yeah. I'll spark it off every time.
I'm not cutting none of this shit.
Go ahead. Send that back.
Nah, it's irresponsible behavior with your boy.
Comedian John Doe.
No, my God. Yo, you Gustavo now. Yo,
so
you
Gustavo.
You Pablo Escobar hitman, bro.
I thought y'all just called me Gustavo, but I call myself John Doe. I can't keep changing my name, yo. Y'all can call me Gustavo. I'm staying with my name, bro. I can't have three different names.
Bro, let that man be who he's gonna be, man.
Trying me like I'm a Gustavo. I like the name Gustavo, but I gotta claim me first.
Right.
All right, y'all know. All right, okay.
Y'all say okay. You say okay, Gustavo. We don't.
All right.
It's all right, girl break.
What the hell is happening, Brie? What's going on in the fucking actual, like, what people feeling?
You know, well, listen, I wanted to come and ask you guys if y'all were ready for, like, the new year, if y'all had any new year resolutions, anything like that coming up?
Yes. My new year revolution is to slow down on drinking and smoking too much. That's okay. All. I got in a bad habit of drinking and smoking. So, mostly smoking, not even more so drinking.
Okay. So, you kind of want to cut back. Are you going cold turkey?
I mean, cold turkey. You might as well say it's cold turkey.
Are you starting on the first?
Yeah, I'm going to start on the first.
Yeah. Okay. That's all right, though.
You know what I'm saying? So, it is what it is. I'm going ahead. Just because I'm going to stop a whole year, so I might as well go ahead and do me real quick.
I feel you. Look, every day leading up to, you know, you might have to get fucked up. You know,
exactly.
Just last days.
Exactly.
And how did that make you feel? John Doe.
It makes me feel motivated, like I'm changing.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm becoming a better person.
That's what's up. What's your drink of choice right now? Like, what's your...
Yeah, what you do? He probably do Long Island. He looked like a Long Island.
That was my shit.
A Long Island, depending on if I ain't got that much bread, and I don't know what I'm going to drink.
All right, you kept it real.
You know what I'm saying? But if I'm, like on some, like, well, I'm having a good time and I got some money, or I'm either drinking Douce or Henny.
Okay.
Douce or Henny.
All right.
I got you. What about you? Okay. What about you, J.O.? What's your New Year's resolution?
My New Year's resolution is just being a better friend. I want to be a better friend because it's like, I do call my friends and check them, but like birthdays and holidays, like, people got really mad at me because I didn't wish them happy holidays. Like, yo, I swear I thought, yo, we was friends. I'm like, bro, like, it's not that deep. I thought we real friends. But, bro, I posted you on my birthday. You're like, what's up, bro? Like, what's going on? I'm like, bro, I'm just working on trying to be a better friend, I guess.
Because, if somebody posts you on your birthday, bro, you got to reach out to them on the holidays.
That's how it go?
I'd rather somebody call me, though. Like, if you call me...
But the people that be posting you on your birthday probably do call you. What are you talking about?
I'm more like a friend. I call people like, yo.
Because you out of town, J.O. This was going on with you, J.O. Let me tell you what's going on. You out of town, so your family miss you. And that's all it is.
I just feel like, I don't know. I just work on being a better friend. And I'm working on just being a better individual overall with this business shit too.
Yeah.
Why you guys say too so fucking professional, yo? I'm tired of this shit. We're not about to come on here saying too, like two.
Like not Baltimore.
Right.
Be more
professional. Yo, J.O. is changing. Go ahead.
I'm just
trying to set my game up in this game for real. Cause I don't know what this fuck is. Next year, 2000. I'm telling you, like this next wave that hit, this next wave might be knock niggas across the water. Like
that's what I said, yo. I'm telling you, yo. 2022 do feel like that. I'm telling you, it feels different. All them other years, I thought it felt different, but nah, this year you can feel it. Like
that nigga Cat was saying, this shit right here, nigga.
Yeah.
This year right here, nigga.
It definitely is creating like a beast mode in everybody. Yeah, I feel the same way.
I always thought this shit was Hunger Games. They been showed it to us. They been showed it to us.
Yeah, but now we feel it within ourselves. You know, now we ready. So.
Dang.
It been Hunger Games.
2022 about to be dangerous, yo.
It been Hunger Games. They already cut everything off. They was like, oh no, that was too much. We might have got to ease it back a little bit. Let me get them niggas some PPP checks and some unemployment.
Yeah, they definitely did us petty.
Ty, what's your New Year resolution?
To fucking go harder, like. And stop being so damn shy. I'm about to pick up my old ass traits I'm about to stop playing the trumpet and shit, yo. Like I'm about to be Trumpet Bay. I'm gonna be Trumpet Bay. Hey, yo, wait,
time out. You said I'm about to pick up my old traits and then pause, like you about to say, well, some.
No, I'm talking about like my old work
ethics.
Got you. Okay. So you in hustle mode too.
Yeah, I'm all the way out of some mode. Like, behind the scenes, like, I'm emailing everybody. And having phone calls and, like, I don't know. That's what it's about.
Yeah.
I think everybody working. And I like it.
What's yours, Bri?
Mine is similar to you guys. Like, just trying to better myself, trying to go harder in my business, and just motivate myself on like a whole different level. I'm so ready just to experience myself in this new wave, you know? I'm excited. So I'm got this vision board that I bought and everything like that. Got my stuff all cut out that I'm gonna put on my vision board. So, you know, it's about to get real. And then like it's somebody I interviewed not too long ago, right? And they were talking about how like they put all their inspirational stuff like on their refrigerator. They put it like on there, no. Like I know about mirrors and shit, but just like everywhere around the house,
yeah,
it's about to go real.
That's J.O. girlfriend, like, no, that's a J.O. girlfriend starter pack.
That's what's up.
I'm telling you, that shit right there, is next level. I do that shit, motivational, inspirational shits everywhere. All the time.
So tell everywhere. Me, like, would you say that having it like around you at all times, do you feel like it actually works? Like it's manifesting what you want for your life?
Yeah.
I
used to hang with a guy. That's what really, I ain't gonna say it made so like I created the idea.
Affirmations.
Right. I used to hang with a guy that everybody used to write their dreams like on a card, like index card. Mm-hmm. And he used to literally have people come in and put their dreams on the wall. So he's surrounded in his office around a bunch of dreams. I thought that was
really hard. That's beautiful.
I thought that shit was hard.
Oh, that's lit.
Yeah, that's dope.
That's the best class ever. What are you talking about? I wish I had that teacher.
That's what I'm saying. And see, I'm more of like a journal writer. I'm not one to like.
Big on journals.
Yeah, I didn't put it around like on my fridge and like in my, you know, all that stuff. Yeah. But I'm about to start. It's right.
Speaking of that, I'm about to get like a whiteboard. Like, you know how when you go into like a schools or offices, they got that whiteboard and you can write on it with the marker. I'm actually about to go to the store and buy one of those. I'm about to start putting it down on there and marking my calendar because I had a problem with being either double booked or forgetting certain stuff. And I was just like you. Like, I used to write down everything in a journal so I could keep my thoughts. But really, you really want to see it. You really want to see it every day. And you're not going to go on I don't go on my, like in a book in my journal every day and look at it. So I'd rather just write it on the board, write certain stuff. And...
Right. Where you going to put it at, the board?
I'm trying to figure that now. I'm trying to think, should I put it over here on the side? Or should I? More than likely, I'll probably put it directly in front of me.
Yeah.
Directly in front of the bed.
Yeah, that's what I got
1, 2, 3. I got
4 of them in my crib.
Damn.
Oh, my gosh, J.R. We need some lessons. We need some lessons. Come on now. That's what's up.
Yeah,
you guys also take time. I don't got a whole bunch of writings and shit because I be driving. I crash or something. But
you know what? You could put a sticky note in your truck.
No, what I do is I take just 5 minutes, just affirmations, and that's how I do. Just meditation.
What's your favorite affirmation?
Oh, I love that.
I'm wealthy.
Okay.
Okay.
You said that one clear. That's your favorite one. You can tell.
Yeah, he spit that right out. You know he not lying. Okay. Yeah,
I was like, I'm right. Because I feel it. I felt it a long time ago.
My favorite is I'm all that I need to be in this moment. That gives me so calm.
Oh, that's lit.
Helps me to just settle.
I felt that.
You felt that?
I felt that.
What's yours, J.O.?
I think my favorite one, I read this one every day to get my day going, is long as all 10 of my toes work and all 10 of my fingers work.
Right, get to it, yo. I got to do it.
Like, that's literally what I
didn't hear it. Go ahead.
If all 10 toes and all 10 fingers is working, I got the ability to, and I can look up, I got the ability to make something happen.
Oh, that's good.
Mm. I like that. I like that. Yeah, that was tough.
What's yours, Gustavo?
Yo, so well, if you missing the pinky toe, you're not going to be a millionaire, you still not going to try to be a millionaire? Mm. Shut the fuck up, boy.
Yo, Petty.
All right, yo, go ahead.
Yeah, my main one that always keep me moving is this been my saying for like years now, and it always work. And I'm pretty sure y'all heard it a lot of times. Is what one man do, another man could do.
Okay.
So like, anytime I see like
gay,
crazy.
This nigga gay. Hey, yo, why you worried about what another man doing, yo? What are you doing? Stop playing, yo.
You crazy. Look who talking. But, how about I say, boy?
Yo, look at your IG. Yo, on his wallet, he got hella views.
Come on, don't do that.
Oh, I ain't say all that.
Yeah, I do. Tavi on there like, yo, what you call it? Got hella views, yo. Post the podcast. Let's get it.
All right. That's all you got to do.
No, but that's a fact, though, because I'm going to keep it real, yo. Well, women, like, that's how I learned, even going through with the comedy, learning how to do shows. I used to see other people do it. I'm like, damn, I can't put a show together. I don't know how to do that. I can't sell tickets. Man, I'm like, yo, if he could do it, I could do it.
Everybody can do it.
Yeah.
And that's how I keep it. Even if somebody do, like, same thing, even if you want to use
that's
top.
That's how I feel about me. Show. Yeah. That's how I feel about me. If I could do it, anybody could do it.
Oh, shit.
I'm making money off Facebook right now. Like, for the first time ever. Like, Instagram don't like me, but I make money off Facebook reels and shit.
That's what's up.
Yeah, that means you're getting lit on Facebook. Okay, and Facebook a good
fan.
That's
fine.
Too.
I'm just cool. I'm cool with the old people. They want me 35 and
old. All the aunties. They watch
this stuff. Yeah, it's Magic 95.9 right now over here. I might be good.
Ain't nothing more awkward than if you post a crazy video and one of your aunts or your mother repost it.
Yo, I don't want to see that shit, yo. I ain't gonna lie to you, yo. I already know they was out there Freaknik. I know they was. I ain't messing with them.
You said they was in Freaknik.
Yeah, hell yeah. They had to be. Had to be. Who wouldn't go? You wouldn't go to Freaknik?
I probably wouldn't go to Freaknik. Y'all going to Freaknik?
I already went. I went the first year they brought it back. What are you talking about? It wasn't even the same thing, yo. I got too drunk. I was too ready.
Gustavo, you going to Freaknik?
Nah, I don't even. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Freaknik.
No, you going?
J-O, oh, no. I've never been there before, yo.
I never did either.
I heard about it, but I never heard it. I see it. Like, I know what it is, but
it's not the same thing. It's not the same thing as how it used to be. I went down there too at the first time.
Ready.
I was too ready.
I know people that went, but I never went.
No, I would've. I ain't gonna lie. Back in the day, I would've went.
Say back in the day, yeah. It looked like it was lit back in the day, but now it's probably like... And then where is that? It's in Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
I would have went. I definitely would have went.
It's going to be a little different. You're going to be like, yo, what up, shorty? I'm like, yo, what it is?
It's still lit. I just went to that.
Oh, they be having one in D.C. too?
Nah.
Oh, you went to Atlanta?
I went to Atlanta.
Oh, you
My brother lives in Atlanta. Like, I rock with Atlanta. I be in Atlanta all the time.
Oh, I thought you flew down for this.
But it was in October, wasn't it?
I did. I definitely did. I definitely came down for Freaknik. We had planned this shit out. This was like a 3-month plan. I was coming down for Freaknik weekend. Turned up that weekend. That was the best week of my life. I just couldn't make it through Freaknik. The whole week was just Freaknik. It was wild. It was wild. Shit went down.
All right, y'all. I like to ask people this question. I'm very curious to see what y'all going to say. So, if your personality was edible, what food would it be? I can go first. Y'all want me to go first?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so I chose pineapple pizza. Now, I say why. Because, you know, I'm kind of doughy. I'm a little thick, right? I feel like I'm a little saucy as well. Mm. I'm cheesy. I'm a little corny. So, that's the cheese. And then I'm sweet, like the pineapple. So... that sums up my personality. How about you guys?
Yeah, who next on that?
I was getting ready to think. Go ahead, I'll let Taco first.
No, I don't try to let Taco shit. I was going to ask Gustavo because he already ready.
For I mean, are we got to break it down. Yo, we got
to
break it down.
You, like, you have broke to, it down. But you know,
go with Gustavo because he ready to be smooth.
I'm like steak because, you know, I'm at all that expensive spot. Nah, I'm for real. I feel like I'm like steak. Like, everybody wanting, you know what I'm saying? But you only gonna catch me at certain spots for good. You know
okay,
what I'm
okay.
And if you know.
So you like a ribeye, like a bad ribeye? Nah, like, nah,
I'm, a, I'm either a New York strip or filet mignon.
Oh, wow.
Okay,
right.
Okay, right. I like that.
Filet mignon. Get it, oh, you get it right. That right.
Where are you,
yeah? I think I am a salad.
The... okay, say why. Wow.
I'm a good salad out there because it's good for you, and you going it's gonna get your system clean real quick. Because I'm gonna give you go and shit it out.
Oh my God! What?
I'm a salad. I'm a salad for niggas. That's why I'm trying to get to an entree.
Okay.
In my life. I'm trying to get to an entree. I feel like I'm a salad to niggas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like, oh, all right. I'm not. All right, get this shit out of my system, and then all right, next.
All right, J.O.
I think shit, I was going to say, like, if we were going to say, like, a fruit, I was going to say, like, grapefruit. Like, grapefruit. I said,
why
like,
you want to bite? Yo, really, yo?
Grapefruit.
Yo, pause, yo. Hold the fuck up, yo. Yo, play the music, yo. This nigga gay.
I say grapefruit. Because I don't know if I ever had a grapefruit, but it's sweet, but it then it's kind of like a little bitter taste to it. Like, you know, a unique person to like grapefruit.
Okay, yeah, that is okay. True, because I ain't going to lie, grapefruit, my mother used to eat that shit. I don't know how the hell.
You got a unique person that like grapefruit.
Yo.
Yeah, everybody don't like it, but if you do, it's like, okay.
I heard some people be putting sugar on it or salt or something like that.
Yeah. Okay.
Look at Gustavo. Got a little Puerto Rican Mexican motherfucking dishes and shit.
Yo, bunny.
How was your holiday?
It was boring. But I did go to the Symphony of Lights. Like, so all I wanted
to take my daughter.
It's cute. It's very cute, like, for kids. But so I told y'all how I cooked COVID with my friends. So we all like got together and was like, all right, let's do a COVID party. And we just drove together to the Symphony. Like,
oh, they had
party. That's smart ass safe. Right.
Yeah, that is cool. Y'all just gotta drink some tea, some sea moss, elderberry. Oh, y'all ain't do all that.
No.
How you feeling? You good? You still took it again?
I feel a lot better. I got a little cough still, but like no fever, nothing like that. So it's a lot better.
Which you had the Omarion, you had the old one?
I had the Omarion.
Yeah, that Omarion, it's spreading a little too fast. I need to go get that booster shot.
For sure.
But you got a toddler though. You good. You good.
What that mean?
That mean they get all the germs and they give it to you. You always got your son anyway.
Yeah, oh, okay. Look, but speaking of you having your son, I saw you in New York with your niece and your son. It was real cute. Yeah,
thank you. Appreciate it. I had to take him out. You know what I'm saying? Have a good time.
I was like, oh. You know
thank you. Appreciate it. They saw enjoyed
your,
it, too.
Saw your stepdad video. It was funny.
You know what I'm saying? And that was just random. I ain't even going to tell y'all who that was in the video.
That was your stepson.
That was a random, that was a random kid in the bathroom.
I thought that was your son.
No, that was my nephew.
That was I'm about to say, yeah, that might have been too much. Though. You can't say that. No. You about to get this cancer, yeah.
I'm making
videos with random kids in the bathroom. What?
What?
Hey, yo, stop trying to get me canceled, yo. It's not this irresponsible.
It's not that irresponsible,
yo.
Wait, hold on, wait, time out, but we ain't even talking about what anybody did irresponsible this week.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
how about that?
Hmm.
I had my daughter, so I ran out of bubble mix, you know. I had the bubbles for the bath. Old Spice. So my daughter was smelling like a grown man for like 3 days, but
that's how you improvise. You improvise.
She might have been smelling like Old Spice.
Like, you shouldn't put like no dish soap in there.
No. She was still ashy, but yeah, still.
Dang. What I did, I bought a whole bunch of stuff on Amazon when I was supposed to be really paying off the rest of these phones. I mean, paying the promo for the phone for them to ship it out, the taxes.
Mm. Okay. Well, speaking of phone, I guess that's something I'm still doing that's irresponsible. I haven't got my phone fixed, but I told myself that now that I'm feeling better this week, I'm going to get my phone fixed. So,
who you with?
Sprint.
Oh, you gotta hurry up because you know Sprint shutting off after January 1st.
What you mean?
No, like Sprint done. Like they done. Like January 1st.
They're merging.
Yeah. I mean, when they've been merged, right? They were like,
I just merged December 19th. Like, you gotta hurry up. The dude was telling me the store, he says the store gonna be like hella packed because a lot of Sprint people ain't switch over. Like, it's done. Like, it's done in January.
The company is done.
Yeah, it's done. I mean, well, it's with T-Mobile, but it's basically done because they just, you know what I'm saying? They transferring everything over to T-Mobile. But he said once January 1st hit, whoever still got a Sprint SIM card, your phone not going to be working.
Oh, my. Thank you for that.
Yeah, so just go. I would definitely go get that. Just ask him, just can you convert over, see if he got any deals.
Yeah. Hey. Yo, he know, yo, because he's Spanish.
Yo, just tell him he's Dominican, but you don't talk English.
What are you mixed with, though?
Puerto Rican.
Okay.
Puerto Rican and black, but don't speak a lick of Spanish.
Right. Dumbass.
But my father and them do. I be kind of like hating a little bit when they be speaking Spanish around me.
Yeah, you should be, yo. You probably missing other good drug deals. They playing like you missing out on life. What are you doing?
Every time they mad at me, they want to talk Spanish.
It's like, oh, what y'all right. Y'all talking about me?
Like, yeah, that's how I be feeling though. I ain't gonna lie, I really be feeling like that. Like, yo, I ain't y'all talking about me. Like, hey, J.O., what you did irresponsible?
What I did irresponsible was
he was waiting. He was waiting for somebody to throw the ball. Look.
What I did irresponsible was before I left Baltimore, I knocked on my aunt's door that had the COVID. And I knocked on her door. Boy, I knocked on her door like, nigga, man. I hit her door. Oh, God. She was like, you weren't going to come in? I'm like, no, I'm good.
Dang.
Oh, look, that was actually responsible because you ain't going to catch it.
She was like, I got it.
You in Atlanta, you know y'all got it down there. Y'all get it first. You should have went in there. Why do y'all like that?
That was irresponsible.
That was irresponsible. She ain't gonna never forgive you for that shit. Ain't one coming COVID yet.
I called her like, yeah, I'm gonna come through. I'm not doing like knick knock. I was gone. I jumped in the car so fast.
What?
Damn.
Damn, man. What? That's how you was doing, niggas. All fucking weekend. I felt it.
Nah, I just was trying to stay underneath the radar, bro. That every time I talked to somebody, it was like, they be like, "Oh, I'm good, but my brother not." I'm like, "What the fuck?" Like,
like you around him every day. What you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cold is real.
Hey, yo, what y'all think about people that be like, you know, like they vent to you about their problems, but when you vent, they act like their problems bigger than yours.
I feel like everybody got problems.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Everybody, I mean, want to be listened to at one point. At a certain point, you got to be a good listener to and feel what's going on and be willing to listen. So, I feel like I'm always willing to listen, but yes, I'm a vent too.
Have you just purposely ever gave one of your friends like bad advice on purpose? Like, who just wants to do this?
No, I used to do that shit on Facebook. I used to give out bad Netflix movies and shit, and people would watch them. Yeah. That shit was too funny.
I ain't gonna lie, that's kind of slick though. Like, yo, y'all really go watch that new movie. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I used to get bad Netflix advice, bro. That shit, niggas really watch the movies. I didn't think it was gonna work. That shit actually worked. I was like, all right, like 10 people hit me back. Like, yeah, why would you even tell me? Like, because I don't got shit to do. I be just watching Netflix all day and Hulu and fucking Sports Center.
What was one of the movies?
You ever seen Caterpillar or what was it?
Fuck no. They don't even sound good.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, yeah. Go watch that.
Did everybody get everything that they wanted for Christmas? Bree, I know you had a boyfriend. Did you get everything you want from him?
I did. All I wanted was money, and I got money, so I'm good. How about y'all?
Yeah, I'm good. I got what I wanted.
What
do
you want?
What
do
you want? Yeah.
I mean, well, not necessarily what I wanted.
What you mean?
Right.
I mean, nah.
You try to skim over yourself.
I ain't really want nothing like that. But you feel me? So what I wanted was my family to just be happy. Like, honestly, like, no, not trying to be on no like soft shit. Like, I really just wanted my sister to be good, my son to be happy, my mother was good, everybody else was good, so I was good.
Christmas is for the kids, for you.
Yeah. I mean, it was for the kids, but I just, as long as they was happy, I was good. I don't be caring for no gifts and stuff like that.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
that's responsible.
That is.
That was nice.
What about you, JL? Did you get your shoes?
Fuck no, she came in that bitch with a watch. Come on, this is a good watch, ain't it?
Hey,
yeah,
ain't nothing wrong with that.
Hey, yo, I knew Bree was gonna say something. Bree in a relationship, so I already know she
ain't nothing wrong with her. Right, like,
what kind of watch did she come in with? It was a nice ass watch.
I ain't gonna lie, it was a nice ass watch, but I'm like, bitch, I put the order in for something else. I ordered something else. Like, this is not the food that I ordered.
See, he don't got no kids, so it's just about him right now. Like, once you got the kid, it's all about the kid.
I was grateful to that. I loved it. Cause I mean, at the same time, like, me and my girl stayed there. Every day Christmas for us, like, we just love. You feel me?
No, that's good, man. We know you love him, you really appreciate him. But man, you should have got them sneakers, dog. I'm with you. Yo. I was once in a relationship, so yo, I know that still.
You know what? I'm gonna post this shit. I got a picture of the sneakers that you wanted. I caught that shit. I got it. I got a picture of you wanted two of them. You can probably get like $5 for $10.
Yeah, that's what I want. I wanted some little yeah, I mean, for some little kick around joints. Mm-hmm. But I mean, that's what I'm saying. I'm just grateful for anything. I like, as long as the kids
have exactly. Time, see, exactly.
Yeah. Wait, so Jay, you got kids too?
Nah, I got nieces and nephews. I got nieces.
They be worse. All my nieces and nephews hit me with Cash Apps. Like, yeah. They be listening. We got podcast too. Yeah, let me get like $5. Yo, all of them hit with $20 Cash Apps. So it was like, bang, 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 bang. My nephew called me like the night before. He was like, yeah, you know, Christmas tomorrow and my birthday coming up. So, like, what you got for your boy? I was like, what?
That's how I be.
So look, if y'all get a gift that y'all don't like, is it obvious? Like, y'all know how I play it off to be like, oh, this is nice. Or if does your girl know, like, he don't like this shit?
Nah, if it's me, it depends on like what it is and how much like thought and like whatever she put into like energy. If like she went at shopping at the last minute and I saw everything she put behind it, I'd be like, oh, thank you, baby. But if it's phony, I'm calling her out. I'm gonna keep it real. If it's phony, like I just bought you mad good stuff and you just come on with like, all right, here go some socks from Walmart. I'm like, what?
That sound real unappreciative.
Especially when she know I got other socks because she just bought some 2 weeks ago? Nah.
No. Yo, come on. First of all, it ain't about us for real. Like, you got a kid, so you already know. I don't be looking for nothing for Christmas. Like, my girl bought me a damn Adidas sweatsuit. I wore that shit the next day. What you talking about? I wasn't even expecting nothing for real. Like, but I'm gonna be appreciative of it. Like,
I ain't gonna lie. It could be because I'm a female, but if I had a kid, I would still expect a gift. I would still be like, okay.
Yeah. I told her I was gonna get the fur. We gotta go to the fur shop.
Okay, you got a little fur?
No, I wanted to. She want a fur. I told him, I'm going to get her a fur. Like, yeah, that's
all that,
it.
Yeah, all that Captain Toppy's on, he just want his lady back. He type nigga do like some Kanye shit. Get the house across the street from my house.
No, I... Bro, she doing a good job out here. What is she talking about? Like, I'm not in no qualms. Like, she doing better than me. She good. So whatever she want, like, that's cool with them.
We feel you, Ty. She listening. We feel you.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, like, no, she is out here winning. Whatever she want, she got. She want fur. I want flugelhorn.
Oh yeah, did you get that?
No, it's birthday. I got Adidas sweatsuit.
I got you.
I wasn't even expecting because it was last minute thought. I was like, nah, I really wanted something for myself that I wouldn't buy for myself.
I feel you. All right, y'all. So the next time we probably gonna like meet and talk again, the new year gonna already be started. So what was like the most memorable thing that happened to y'all this year? Good or bad? Like just anything.
Oh, this shit like a 1 minute spiel for me. This is like a highlight video.
Me, I would just say, to make it quick, I would just basically just say all the knowledge that I learned this year. Like, I just learned so much. Like, that shit was more important than anything. And I got closer to God, so I'm good.
That's the fact.
That was good. Damn, it sounded like Family Feud. Good ass.
Got the glass. Yeah. What you got, JL? How you supposed to follow up?
That nigga, he stood the top ass. I'm like, damn. Like,
what you got, number two?
He put God in it.
I was just thinking, like, because I was about to follow up with Joe said. For real, like, I think the most memorable time for me and the best thing I got out of this year was, like, I learned a lot and I grew a lot from last year.
That's good. Became a better man.
Yeah. Learned a lot and grew a lot. Yeah, because that'd be the main thing. That's all that matters.
Yep.
What about you, Ty?
Yeah. Basically. All of that. This shit? Yeah, all of that. What y'all said?
Ditto. I talk about how you just came back, yo. You just popped back on the scene through one of the biggest shows.
Right.
First of all, that wasn't one of the biggest shows.
Was it the biggest thus far?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's big shit.
We still gotta get it right. So this growth. I'm most definitely appreciative of the growth that I've came. Like, that time off, I really needed it. I had to get right. I'm thankful for just being able to get my mental right.
That's what's up.
My God,
I'm not trying to focus. This sound like it ain't me. Thank you for getting
the
mental right.
Yo, I'm trying to sound like Marshawn Lynch, yo. I'm only here, yo.
Keep coming back.
I'm only here to get paid, yo. I'm only here so I won't get fired, yo. I'm only here. I won't get fired.
Yo, crazy.
So, like, what do you feel like, Bree, will be the thing that you want to happen in this new year? So we go back and listen to this. Because I'm saying, you put this thing out there in the world, we go back and listen to this, like, yo, remember when she said this? And now she got it, like, boom, that's dope.
Ooh, that's such a good question. I would say I definitely want to make, like, I want to have more clientele.
Ho, we ain't going to say no one, and we going to put this thing out in the world.
That's right. What? That's right. Okay, so I'm going to speak it like it's already here, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so more clientele, moving more confidently and just like believing in myself more than ever. You know what I mean?
Yo.
Like not expecting anybody to give me anything or expecting to hear it from other people, but just know within myself that it's already there.
Right.
Like that. And then like going so far into my creativity, like going into the zone and just putting it out there because I enjoy it, because I like it, not because I'm looking for somebody else or wondering if somebody else is gonna like it. And definitely more interviews and getting more perspectives and learning from other people. I gotta like keep that up just because I love it. I love to get perspectives and learn from others. So
she had this ready. She had this.
No,
she
was
ready.
I didn't. This, that was all right,
ask the speech. All right, ask the speech.
You know, Elm. But yeah, and just like taking more time to just like smell my roses and realizing that like I'm already everything that I want to be. It's already inside of me, and just spending more time with like loving myself and that. So that's a great question, awesome. Jayo. Thank you for that. We gotta keep that question going.
God damn, yeah. She elaborated the shit out of that one. Then she got
really.
That was like 8 minutes. God.
That was a good question.
It was. Look, J.O. was like, yeah, you know.
Yo, yeah, he didn't see that. He already know because he want to come to you live all the time.
Look, J.O., we can definitely go live. I'm here for it.
Right.
Definitely. All right, Gustavo, you got to answer right. that question.
Right, yeah.
But wait, what's the question? Because that was deep. You went in deep. I'm still thinking about your answer.
Yo, he goes,
well, I answered it.
Thank you.
What you said was, like when we go back and listen to this video, yeah, man, we do another podcast. We gonna keep this thing going. When we go back from now, what, 2023, when we look back up, we gonna listen to this video. I'm like, yo, remember you said you spoke this into the world. So we look up and we're like, yo, remember you said that you was gonna do this.
Oh. I ain't gonna lie. That's why I said I was still thinking about Bree's answer because she really kind of answered it. More confidence in my actions. More belief in myself because nobody gonna really believe in you if you don't believe
yourself. Hold up, you can't take
that. That's why I say, wait a minute.
Nah, but she said some real stuff. She said some real stuff.
You cannot take her answer, Gustavo. You gotta say it, Gustavo Lee.
Because she was. Oh, nah, for real, I'm really dragging my nuts. That's all I'm saying.
Like,
all
right, there you go.
Shit. I ain't being all that humble. I'm being more confident. And either you with me or you ain't with me. And it is what it is. Like, you know.
I'm
still gonna put God first, but I'm still dragging. And he know my heart, so I'm Gucci.
Okay.
All right. Hey, see.
Good answer. Good answer. Look.
Good answer. Good answer. Good answer.
Straight up.
All right, Ty, you up next.
Yo. And thank you for saying it for me. I'm up next. I'm up next. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. Like, and I'm gonna try to handle this bitch accordingly. I ain't gonna lie. I got a lot pulled right now that I ain't know I had. And we gonna try to work this shit the best advantage. I ain't rich, but I'm trying to get there from River. I'm a B class celebrity. I've been told y'all, folks. We
okay.
B class.
B class. I'm in there. I get all the shows for free.
Okay. All right, J.O., what was your question? So you definitely got an answer.
Yeah, right.
What was that?
That was a dry slap I've ever heard.
Yeah, like
you weren't ready.
Yeah, I wasn't ready for me. I was gonna be like, oh, this is the end of me. Nah. I put out when we look back at this joint next year, I look at that like my businesses will be flourishing and wealthy, and I just like it ain't even really me because I don't want to say just my business like. Cause my main thing, what I see like happiness out of it, like when I look up every weekend, I'm like, yo, I created like 15 bags for like people this weekend. Like
that's lit.
That's like, I mean, yeah. Like that's really goals. What I like. Mindset, health set, relationship, physical, wealthy. Not just pockets being deep, but like even my physical, my mental health be on point.
Mm-hmm.
And I speak into existence that I will launch this workshop. I got a couple workshops I want to do with this.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's
elaborate on your workshop.
I call it lit workshops. So, lit workshops, everybody like to get lit, but it's an acronym. So, it stands for Learning Intelligent Techniques Through Social Emotional Learning.
Okay.
Okay. Dope.
He got that education grant for real.
Dope.
I already know how it go.
Look, yeah, let me know if you're looking for a life coach. I got you.
I appreciate that. I used to start thinking like, why do people be so mad? Like, why everybody be so mad all the time? Like, and I'd be going out there, and I start realizing it's like, and then when I started like speaking, I was telling people like what I was trying to do, and they was like, oh, bro, you need to get in that social emotional learning, like get in that space. Yeah. Don't just be, and then that's why I started researching, studying, and I started looking up. Like, oh, okay. And then I know I started speaking at schools, speaking at different places, and people were like always would take the word when I say lit. They will always remember that. Like, they always said lit. Like, their face light up. I'm like, okay. So
you was not the first person that said lit. If you don't shut up,
nah. That's why I know. Like,
we
all talk about getting lit. So like, we using lit. What I'm doing is using the word lit into a productive, positive way.
Come on now. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's it, though. I mean, no, you definitely could motherfucking bring that shit in schools. I mean, we need that for real. You know, yo, this is crazy, like, what's going on out for real. Like, I think we just, like, in a whole little echo chamber. Like, it's definitely tragic for kids for real. That's even got phones for real. Like, you can see whatever you want. So, right. Like, I think everybody kind of in a different, and everybody kind of need, like, some type of escape. So, my question for y'all is, what do y'all do to escape from the realities and the journeys and what y'all doing in your real life every day?
I go first?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
All right. So, I most definitely meditate, as y'all already know, but, like, in any kind of way. Like, I feel like people think that meditation is all about just, like, sitting in silence, which it is not. It's about just going into your own, like, space and just feeling it for real. You can meditate with your eyes open and just, like, being more aware, just flowing into, like, a positive space. That's what I love to do. I love to come home and just, like, decompress. Like, Gustavo, when you said earlier about like how you had to come home first and just like get your mind right, get yourself settled into the new space, I totally understand that, because it's just like, you know, having to feel your own presence and just, you know, let yourself go. So that's my thing. Of course, dancing, like, you know, listening to music, stuff like that. But yeah, that's me.
We can I ask you a question, right? So how do your meditations go?
My meditations are lit. Like, no. But they are. Ooh. They but they are.
I believe it too.
They are. It's so much fun, y'all. And it's a lot.
So you
of...
gotta do complete darkness? Cause I did meditation. But I just wasn't consistent. I had stopped after a while because I started like, yo, if this meditation will hurry up. But I was doing good for a while.
So with my guided meditation,
I started getting impatient.
So like you would come into the room with me. I have like pillows. I ask like my clients if they want to have candles and stuff lit just so they can have like a little aroma therapy. Mm-hmm. I do have music playing, and it's more of like a self-awareness. Like before we start, I kind of talk to you. You tell me how you feeling. Tell me what's going on. What brought you in today? That type of thing. And then like we cut the music on. We go into this space, and I'm just like speaking as you're already like in your zone and going into these like different spaces. Mm. And like, you'll notice that like,
hey,
you
Bri,
can just feel, yeah.
Can I pay for a session for Gustavo?
Of
like,
course.
And we record it.
Of course, no, we can really do that, y'all. Like, I'm so...
And we record it. Because I want to see your goofy ass.
I do.
Try going to all these deep spaces.
I'm deep, yo. Bree,
I believe
deep.
It. Yeah. I really, just the fact that you asking about it, I can tell. It's so good.
I did meditation, but it just didn't, after a while, I was kind of rushing it. I was like, dang, I'm about to sit here for like 15 minutes. I ain't got time for this.
So did you do it by yourself or you had somebody with you?
Nah, I was doing it by myself.
Okay. See, I feel like it's easier when you have a person there guiding you. Kind of keeps you on track, you know? I mean, your mind is going drift. And I feel like people also, like, forget that. Like, our mind drifts. And when it does, you just go back into that space. Go back into the... Don't judge yourself for it. You know, don't make yourself feel bad if your mind... It's the whole thing. Definitely book a session. It's fun.
What you do to escape, Jayo?
I normally do, like, watch TV. Or I might lock into... I ain't gonna say I smoke.
oh, I was trying to get to it. You gotta get to it.
I smoke.
You went straight for the juggler. All right.
Yeah, I shut the
shut the lights off.
I shut everything down on my laptop.
My bad, Erica Badu.
Yeah, and I go into what I do. I listen to jazz. I listen to jazz music. That's what. That's my real like my what I like to listen to, like smooth jazz.
Okay.
I go smoke and I just be just vibing. I listen to that and I, you know, just close my eyes, relax for a second.
Can you stop moving pines and shit? Like, during the podcast.
Nah, I'm doing good. I ain't doing nothing.
That's Gustavo in the cabins and shit. He gotta cook the fucking brew or something.
So, J.O., what you hit the Alexa? Play smooth crazy jazz music.
No, I got a whole... I like Kenny G. I don't know if you're familiar with Kenny G. You familiar with Kenny G?
Nah.
Kenny G is one of the baddest saxophone players in the world. Like, gotta go check him out when you get a chance.
Okay.
Kenny G been alive forever. And yeah, he definitely is a national treasure for real.
Yeah.
He played soprano sax, alto. He definitely do play all the saxophones.
If I ever need something like, I could put like some.
I could definitely vouch for you on that. Yeah, Kenny G is a bad motherfucker.
Do you play an instrument also?
Nah, I don't play an instrument, but I just like the way instruments sound. Like, I just like soulful vibe.
Feel you.
Yeah, see? That's why I want to be Trumpet Bay. I'm about to be Trumpet Bay next year.
I cannot wait to see you play your trumpet.
I'm gonna be Trumpet Bay.
I'm definitely here for you.
I want to know. I want a video of you really playing it, or us
really
on FaceTime and you playing it.
Ty, you need to stop playing and hit some more notes, yo. You might as well just go ahead because you got a lot of comments off that video.
I always wanted to incorporate music into my comedy for real. So that's just the next chapter of like my act for real.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all coming to fruition. I've been saying the same shit for real. It's just finally I just got it. And I'm trying to keep getting it.
Oh, wait.
I got the gist. It take a little while.
All right, Gustavo, you got to answer the question.
Yeah, what's next, Gustavo?
I thought I answered it. No, you didn't answer shit.
What did you do to escape?
No, it was you didn't answer Todd's question.
Yeah.
What did you do to escape? Oh, what do I do to escape? Escape everything going on. My biggest escape is running. I ain't even gonna lie, my shit be so random. Like, I would just get off of work or whatever it is I'm doing, y'all. I would randomly just pull up to a park. I always got running sneakers in my trunk and like something
I can wear. Thank you, fast. I'm a burn.
Y'all hear that? It's not crazy.
I'm a burn. I'm gonna burn Gustavo up. Yeah. Nah, I'm gonna burn his ass up.
Yo, running and listening to music. Oh man, that shit put me in a whole different mood. Like I could be going through something and I could just do that and I'm just good now. Like running, throwing some headphones, I'm good.
Yeah, you think you fast, yo. You really think you fast.
What happened to Bree, yo?
I think her phone was messing up.
Yeah.
I think her phone was about to die.
Oh, she back.
Oh, she back. Oh. Hey. Hey, Bree, you back?
Bree, I'm already going to tell you.
Man. I know. We
about to I'm back, man. Anyway. It was like, right. Like T-Pain in the background. Did y'all hear that?
Yeah, I heard it. Gustavo. All
right, so did Gustavo go?
I didn't hear what I said.
What happened to Bree? I try to keep it going. You see, I try to keep it pushing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had to say nothing. Stop.
Oh, no, because it made a sound on my phone. Something said doo doo doo. And then when I went to go check it, she was gone. So I just, I'm going to play it off next time.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
But you did say it.
Yeah, I said it. Yeah.
He definitely. He told.
Damn.
We'll never do no crime.
And you don't want Gustavo.
I ain't gonna say it, man. It is what it is. We gotta stop bringing up stuff that happened.
We'll never do no crime for Gustavo. Yo,
man, you can do crime as long as you splitting the money. We good.
What you say? You gotta say what you saying there. What you say?
No, I ain't saying.
He said, what happened to Bree?
That's all I said.
We heard what was going on.
I wasn't bringing that. Oh, and then I was about to say, because you said something before your phone, whatever happened. You said, yo, something about to happen. And then that's when you faded out. So I was about to be like.
What was the answer to the question?
I was talking about, I just like to go running. Like, that's always been my thing. Like, that's why I'm always running and whatnot. Like, so I always keep like running sneakers in my trunk along with like a sweatsuit. And then like, if I'm feeling some type of way, I just like throw my headphones on it and at least run 1 mile, a minimum of 1 mile. Like if I get out the car, I gotta run 1 mile.
That's good. How often do you run?
Shoot, a lot. I'm gonna keep it real. I mean, as it get towards the winter time, less, of course.
I see when you come back around the track. I'll be having to run.
Like, but that's
you
why
think that, you fast. I will burn Gustavo ass
listen.
Up.
Listen,
you
hear
the hand claps.
I'm gonna be honest with y'all. Listen, go start going running and all that, because you'd be surprised how much endurance and stamina you have than other people out here. It's some people right now that can't run up and down the basketball court.
I mean, that's true.
I ain't gonna lie, but last time I ran down the basketball court.
And I'm not judging them, I'm just saying though. Just you know what I'm saying.
Just simple stuff like that you don't do, or that you can neglect yourself from doing.
Like if I smoke a hookah, I'm done. Physical, I can't even run.
Physical health is important because everybody talk about mental.
Mental is just as important.
You gotta work about your physical too.
That's true.
Mental just as important, yo. That's why, yo.
No, I'm just saying, like everybody hop on the. The big thing is mental right now.
Yeah.
And we're not thinking about the physical, and it's like a 3-part process, the financial.
But you gotta really, I noticed, like, you gotta really, like, I used to always hear people talk about body shaming, right? And I used to be like, body shaming, like, that ain't nothing, da da da. But nah, when you working out and doing all that with people, you really gotta be keen to the stuff that you saying. You really gotta be. Pay attention to the stuff that you're saying, because little stuff that really make somebody feel less motivated.
No, I definitely understand what you're saying. I was talking to somebody and they were saying how the best way that they go to the gym is like they gotta call themselves like fat, or they gotta say like, "Oh, you look like shit." And I'm like, that will never get you back in the gym.
Opposite, right? Yeah. Nah, hell no.
You will never go back. No. You gotta be kind to yourself.
Yeah, you got to. Like, even if you're taking somebody to the gym new with you, right? It's all right, cause sometimes I might take a homeboy or something. And you know, dudes, we like to crack jokes. Like if he's struggling on the way, I'll crack a joke. But I stopped doing that because I'm like, yo, it's probably really messing with him. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then sometimes he'll show like that. He'll laugh, but he really like, damn, yo, my man laughing at me because I'm struggling. So
I'm like, you gotta come with no expectations. Like, that's what I learned as a teacher. You know, I teach swim lessons and stuff like that for real. I haven't for a long time. But just come with no expectations. You're gonna be afraid. You're gonna walk in like this new to you. And you just got stuff from ground one. You learning something. I want to learn jujitsu. I want to like really get in the fight and MMA type of stuff. Cause everybody out there, I'm trying to be. I'm catch me on video, somebody, cause I be drunk sometimes. That's what I know. I want to be ready for my shit talking. I just gotta be prepared for what might come out my mouth.
Like that, he was drunk, but he fucked that nigga up though. Ooh, Ty. Mm-hmm. Straight beat the nigga ass and go walk off laughing.
All right, I ain't standing on here with y'all all night. Thank y'all for having a space with me. Fun. Happy New Year.
It was dope, and we've been longer than what we expected, so it was dope.
Yep. Sure. And I left and came back like it was nothing, you know.
Right. We all here for each other. Except that's right. John Doe's told on you.
I didn't know, man. Listen, I was concerned.
He looked out.
I was concerned of everything. Hey, look, Bree. I even hit the little kid voice. I was like, "Where's Bree?"
Oh,
you feel me? So don't even come on.
He was looking out.
Damn, no. It did sound kind of funny when I said it because they both paused like, "Yo, why would you say so?"
Because we was like mid conversation. Yo, like, "Where Bree at?" I'm like, "Yo, alright, y'all." I'll miss you 1 second, yo. Relax.
Alright.
Obviously irresponsible behavior.
Irresponsible behavior.
Mm-hmm. Who got the?
I like how we said that instead of saying like goodbye.
I ain't gonna lie, I definitely felt like a 5 heartbeat moment. Put your
you know what I mean? Yeah,
you definitely do. I definitely do.
Good night.
It's like irresponsible behavior on 3.
Right. Happy New Year's. Live out all your dreams.
Everybody be safe for New Year's.
Be safe.
I'm telling you like this. If y'all don't show up back on this podcast one time, next time we do this, Ty gonna cut you out. So,
Yeah. Oh, y'all been on y'all last write-up. Everybody except Bree is getting fired for real. Like, y'all shit might get processed on Wednesday, depending on how this will go right now. Yeah, we had to go see the union. I advise you go down to the union tomorrow.
Y'all silly.
All right, later.
All right. down. You understand and you care. Through thick and thin, good and bad times, oh baby, you're always there. I have no words to describe.